Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. And from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, preaching today with a homily I'm calling Wondering About Signs. The reading is from the book of Exodus. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the minds of Pharaoh and his officials were changed toward the people. And they said, "What have we done, letting Israel leave our service?" So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 picked chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the Israelites, who were going out boldly. The Egyptians pursued them. All Pharaoh's horses and chariots, his chariot drivers and his army, they overtook them, encamped by the sea, by Phil-Haroth, in front of Baal-Zephon. As Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them. In great fear, the Israelites cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, bringing us out of Egypt? Is this not the very thing we told you in Egypt? Let us alone, and let us serve the Egyptians. Or it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness." But Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward, but you lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, that the Israelites may go into the sea on dry ground. Then I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them. And so I will gain glory for myself over Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his chariot drivers. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gained glory for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his chariot drivers." Thus ends the reading. And we all know what comes next, right? They cross over on dry land. Pharaoh follows, and then the sea closes, and they all drown. 'Twas a mighty sign. And in our gospel, the Pharisees ask for a sign from Jesus, even though they had seen a bunch of them. Be careful what you ask for. If you're looking for a sign, you just might get it, we might say to Pharaoh. So why were the Israelites so afraid? Because they had seen a lot of signs. God had already killed the firstborn of all the Egyptians, brought plagues. They knew God could do these amazing things, and yet they don't trust that God, who had led them this far, would take them the next step. And I think therein lies the lesson for us. When we're looking for a sign from God, "Oh, what should I do?" We're typically not looking for a sign because we haven't seen a sign. We're looking for a sign because I don't like where God is leading me. 'Tis uncomfortable. What we need to do is to trust that God, who has led us this far, who has given us signs of God's love and care for us, and led us here, will lead us forward from here as well. We don't need another sign. We need to trust the signs that God has already shown us. Trust the love we've seen from God. Trust that God has led us here and will lead us forward. Trust in the signs that we have seen is what we need, not more signs.